The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
An ambassador for the dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballou.
Welcome back to Bucks Beat. Deep dive into the Georgia Bulldogs 2021 defense. Legendary Bulldog and ESPN analyst David Pollack will join me in just a couple of minutes. Plus, I'll drop my hunker down list of three Georgia defenders who need to break out this season. Right now, JT Daniels, George Pickens, and the Bulldog offense, they are getting a lot of love coming into this 21 season. The defense, not so much. In case you haven't heard, the defense has a huge question mark at the cornerback position, and they've got a lot of young, inexperienced corners competing for playing time this spring. Because of that, George is viewed as vulnerable defensively, and you know what? They should be. More on the weak spot in just a moment. Kirby's defense has been kicking some butt the last three seasons in scoring defense, allowing 20, 12, and 18 points per game. And that has had Georgia ranked defensively second, first, and fourth in the rugged SEC, 16th, second, and 16th nationally in scoring defense. So you're looking at top 20 defenses there. And run defense, this Georgia Bulldog defense, they've led the nation the last two seasons in run defense. The scary trend is pass defense, where Georgia played soft a year ago, ranking 88th nationally. Man, that's a little bit embarrassing. They're better than that. And again, entering this season, the cornerback position is being regarded as the weakness on the football team. Front seven looks strong, but the cornerback spot right now is the great unknown. You know, I'd feel a lot more confident if Tyreek Stevenson had not transferred out to Miami. He saved our butts in that Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. So now it's an open competition during spring practice. Kirby's even taken a look at one of the running backs at cornerback this spring. Five-star Keely Ringo was recruited to step in and grab a starting spot in year number two. Well, it's go time, Ringo. He's the fastest corner on the roster, highly skilled, ultra-competitive. I look at Ringo and I think he's a plug-and-play guy. Jalen Kimber, Nylon Green are the other two young, talented cornerbacks to keep an eye on this spring. They both have a shot to start or play at the other cornerback position. Can hardly wait to see these cornerbacks play during G-Day.
Bucks Beat.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Joining me now is a Georgia Bulldog legend, College Football Hall of Famer, a broadcasting star, ESPN. You see him on College Game Day, College Football Live, and now you see him on Get Up. So, DP, now you're working with two greenies. You've worked with David Green. You called him Greenie. Now Greenberg, Greenie. Which one of these guys is more difficult to deal with?
It's a wash. It's a push. How about that? Nah, both of them are great to deal with, man. Both of them are pretty easy. But you know, DG goes back a long way, so he's original. He's the original Greeny, so I got to ride with my original Greeny.
Love seeing you on there, by the way. Keep up the good work. So this episode of the podcast, talking about this Georgia Bulldog defense that we're going to see this year. What are you expecting? Are you expecting to see another quality defense out of Georgia this season?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think when you have Kirby and when you recruit at an elite level and now you've seen Lanning, you know, become, I think, one of the better DCs in college football, I think I do expect it. I've come to expect it from them. And that's the beauty, Buck, I think, of when you have a head coach that is a specialist, like Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, Lincoln Riley, Kirby Smart. Like, I always expect one side of the football to be great. And I know it's a lot of young kids in the secondary that you're going to have to – I think the biggest thing is you're going to have to stay injury-free back there because you've lost so many guys early in the NFL. You're going to have to – listen, a lot of people have to stay healthy, but I expect more domination from the front seven, the defensive line. I think they'll be deep. They'll be talented. I think they can help the secondary as they break in. But I also think the secondary is ultra talented. It's going to take some time to get game rep and experience. I think he learned a lot about how Kirby feels about his secondary by looking at the transfer portal. Because there was a lot of guys in there, a lot of cornerbacks that have played a lot of football with, you know, good grades, that you've seen them be very productive players with a lot of experience that they didn't want any part of. And I think that shows you how confident they feel in their secondary and a lot of guys fighting for jobs. But I think Ringo's going to be a star, not the star position, a star, and has a chance to be one of the better cornerbacks we've had. But I do expect the defense to dominate like they've been doing in a swell and a good fashion.
I mean, you got all kind of talent on the coaching staff working the defense. Kirby, you got Dan Lanning, Schumann, now Muschamp. Involved with it, trying to get these guys coached up, that epic season opener with Clemson looming out there. What do you think they're trying to get done specifically during the spring? Just take a good look at what you've got, especially in the secondary?
I think take a good look with what you got. I think the world of football is becoming more versatile, so I think you're going to see a lot more cross-training and a lot of people going in different spots and doing different things. You know, like, for example, you know, you've already seen with the ability to put Anderson at the star position, and possibly that's something that you can flirt with more and having more speed on the field. I think it'll be interesting to see if this unit becomes, if they do a true pass rush unit now and put more speed on the field. I think they can tinker with some of that stuff for sure, but I think you're going to be tinkering with the secondary and trying to find who's your star. That's going to be a big deal from them. Who's your guy that you can depend on, that you can put into the boundary and say, all right, you're the boundary corner. This is the toughest spot on the field. Go do work. So there's a lot of things to figure. And the other side too, Buck, I think JT's got to clean up his mechanics. He's going to get experience. He's going to be, you know, a year healthier, which is good, but the running game has to come together, because down the stretch, I thought the running game was not very good. I thought it definitely lacked some punch that we could have used and needed. So I think there's a lot to work on this spring for Georgia, even though they're going to be highly ranked and a really good football team.
Tell us about the D-line. Big 99, I love what he does there in the middle, but I was impressed with Jalen Carter, the freshman a year ago. Is he a guy that could break out? What are you expecting out of Trayvon Walker there on the D-line?
I think Trayvon Walker, to me, is the one that I think is going to break out, because he's never had a health. Here's something to think about too, Buck. Nolan Smith, Trayvon Walker, they've played two full seasons and never had a spring ball. Not one. They've never had a spring rep. Like, that's where you do, and you know this, this is where you do a lot of your damage and you really hone your craft. There is no game to look forward to, so you're fighting little battles of, all right, 6-inch step off the line. I got to keep my pad level low. Got to use my hands. Like, so I think having a spring is enormous for these guys, but I do expect big things from them. I expect big things from the front period and to be able to dominate. But Trayvon, this is also the first offseason he's had where he hasn't had surgery. The last 2 years he's had surgery. I mean, he was over here last year during the quarantine training, and he could only do so much weight with his hands. He never could continue to develop his power that you know that he wanted to develop. So I think Trayvon will be huge. Carter's going to be big, but I think that Trayvon will have a snap increase and play that Malik Herring role, except for I think he's going to play a lot more snaps and be a really, really huge part of what we're going to do defensively.
How good is N'Kobe Dean?
I think he's freaky. He's Freaky Friday, man. He's just got the ability to be an eraser. You know, he's obviously learning on the job just like a lot of these guys. And I think Monty Rice was a great kid to learn from because you could see Monty wasn't the most athletic, but he always knew where he was supposed to be and very rarely, you know, got beat. N'Kobe Dean's got that. He's got that makeup speed. He's got that I can step one direction the wrong way and still catch it up. So I think he's just a guy that's he's just different, man. You don't see a lot of backers, Buck, that run like that. And when you do, you take note. You're like, okay, that dude's a freak. But in today's game with people getting smaller, you know, faster, quicker, you still got to be strong enough to play against Alabama's offensive line and these big physical offensive lines. And he'll keep continuing to grow in that area too. But he's to play early as he has and to look the way he does, you definitely can see that he's got special written all over him.
So you're a believer in Ringo. I just believe that they recruited him to step in and play immediately. That's how you get these five-star guys, right? You show them the depth chart, you show them these cornerbacks leaving, and then sell them on the fact of coming in and playing ball early. So it's just a matter maybe of finding another couple guys at corner that can play for you.
100%. And listen, it's not like Buck, we hadn't recruited well. I mean, I don't necessarily work. And we're not Alabama by any stretch of the imagination. Are we Alabama? But you've seen them reload over the years. But you're gonna see more from Speed. You're gonna see more of these guys that have been names that have been recruited for all these years that have developed. Look at Mac Jones last year, by the way. I mean, Mac Jones is a guy that stayed at Alabama for several years and never even got to sniff the field. So we have those stories every single year that we're going to continue to see across college football. And I think that Speed will be the corner. I think Ringo will be a corner. I think they'll be just fine in that. And listen, they're going to get great coaching from their DBs coach, but you got Kirby as the head coach that takes pride in developing those guys. And I think that you'll expect great things and you'll see great things from Georgia secondary.
David, where does Muschamp's impact, where does it happen? Is it with scheme? Is it with personnel? Or is it just Kirby's got a trustworthy guy in his ear helping him with all these things?
Well, I think one of the most underrated things about Nick Saban and what he's able to accomplish is the amount of people that he brings back to help. And, you know, people that are exclusively that know people in different realms, that know the league really well, that I think Muschamp's also going to be able to provide some good stability or some good information about being a coach. And when you faced us, what did you know about us? To what extent did you know about us? That helps. But every game plan, when you got a guy like that that is a defensive savant, listen, you don't get Will Muschamp is not here working at Georgia unless his son's here. Okay, he's not taking – there's no way in heck, bro. It's just not happening. We're very fortunate. I mean, it's just – we're very fortunate.
Yeah, the timing worked out, right?
It worked out great, man, to have his son here. And you have to have analysts off the field that have seen everything, that know everything, that can tell you, okay, we did this when we saw this in the past. And I just think it's very underrated. It's the most underrated part of Nick. Nick's schedule or Nick's coaching group is so huge. And there's so many people on staff that bring so much knowledge from different groups and different leagues and different schemes and different systems. And I think that's what Will will bring. And another guy that – here's another thing, Buck, too, that I like about what when you have analysts like that. Okay, Dan Lanning is a hot name, right? He's going to get a job some point in the near future. Guess what you got built in now? I mean, you kind of got a built-in DC next. You got your next guy that you can plug and play, which I think is one thing that, you know, Nick's been able to do really well that all coaching staffs are going to want to do and continue to do is hire big staffs, have enormous staffs, and then when somebody leaves, you have the opportunity to replace them. It's a huge blessing to be able to do that.
So Clemson looms out there, epic season opening. These Bulldog fans can't wait to see you guys break this game down on game day, and it'll be here before you know it.
Yes, they will, brother.
Do you blitz Big Cinco?
You know, one of the things that I think about Big Cinco versus Trevor, when you watched him, he is a guy that he's a throw-first kid. He's not a run-first kid. When I saw, you know, Boyd and, you know, Watkins and Deshaun, all these guys they've been a lot of run first guys. Or they've had the ability to run really, really well. I don't think he's an elite runner. So you got to be worried about the pass game more. He's a big, strapping kid, and when he came in, he did, you know, really, really well. But I think it's definitely through the air. I think the scheme will adjust a little bit and change a little bit, but you're definitely going to blitz him some. The thing I hate, or the thing that sucks for Georgia, man, is that he got to play last year and get some reps. You'd love to have him be coming in green and not having getting any reps at all before before he steps in. But you could tell in the limited experience, he's a big, talented, strong kid, and you're going to have to mix it up. You're going to have to pressure him. But I do think that Georgia's defensive line can do something about stopping the run and being very physical. No ETN. Who's their next explosive back? Justin Ross is back too, which is ridiculous. He's one of the best receivers in the country. He missed all last year, and you talk about breaking in a new secondary, homie. Now you got to go against that cat. That will not be fun.
All right, David Pollack, it's time for the Big Three.
Let's roll out the Big Three.
Number one, I've got to hear more about this. How much fun was that batting practice home run show that you put on in Cincinnati when you were with the Bengals?
Wow. That's not something, Buck, I've talked about in a long time.
I mean, I heard about this. I said, man, I wish I was there to have seen that.
Well, it was one of the luckiest feats I've ever accomplished in my life. Let's put it that way. Because I stopped playing baseball when I was about – I think I was in sixth grade. It was a little slow for your boy, a little slow for the ADD dude. And so when I went up to take BP at Red Stadium, when we did it, I literally saw Torrey James go, and Torrey James was awful. He couldn't hit the broadside of a bar, and so I was like, perfect. I'm going right after him. And then I ended up, I hit at least six or eight dingers. And I put the last one in the triple upper deck. So it was definitely the luckiest feat of my athletic career, because baseball and me really don't go in the same sentence.
All right, number two. David, what kind of advice would you give the high school football player looking to play a little college football? What's some good advice you can give these guys?
I think that a lot of times we get caught up in today's world about what position I play and you know, what if I'll be seen because of that and what I need to do. I played three positions at Georgia in 6 months on campus. And I mean, just play, man. If you're a high motor guy, and if you play hard and you care, your coaches are going to always find a spot for you, and they're always going to find you. But if you're lazy, man, coaches are less likely to take chances on you. You don't want to take chances on somebody that's lazy. So always work hard. I mean, I'll never forget the story. I got told this story after the fact, a long way after. Actually, I got told this story, Buck, about 2 years ago. And it was, they were going around the room, and they were, all the coaches were breaking down me, and they put me on the board, and they said, what can he do? Can he do this? Can he do that? How much do you like him? And one of our coaches said, too small, can't play defense in the SEC. And when it got around to Coach Rick was like, dude, he cares. He competes like a madman. He's got everything intangible-wise that we're going to like about him. So he's the kind of guy we want at Georgia. But make him say that about you. Not about your height, not about your speed, not about all that stuff. Make him say that, dude, I can't not have this guy on my team because he competes like a banshee. He plays hard. He's a great team player. And I think if they're saying that about you, man, you've always got a shot to be on the team.
Man, I love that story. We're proud of you, DP. All right, here's number three, a little bit outside the box here. So get ready. We actually have a bunch of questions our producer put together. They're in a hat. I'm drawing one out right now. Okay. Unfold it. Okay. This should be good. All right. So many people would say it's the small things in life that make it special. So what is a small thing in your life that makes you happy?
A small thing in my life that makes me happy.
A day with the family? What are you thinking?
Man, that's not small, though, is it? I mean, everybody wants to – my God, everybody wants to be with our family, I think. Working out makes me happy. I have a group every day that comes over about 12 o'clock, and we work out, and we bust our butt, and it's so much fun to get all those endorphins out and exercise, and eating healthy makes me happy. Little things is the part there that's – competing makes me happy. I love competing in anything, bro. Like whether it's pickleball now or basketball, or competing makes me happy. So, I mean, all those things, I guess. I'm not really giving you a great answer, but all those little things make me happy.
Well, it's an awesome interview, and David Pollack, we appreciate your time, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Buck. Good to talk to you, big dog.
Bucks beat.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
David Pollack, one of the all-time Georgia greats. And by the way, give the man a break on game day during the pick segment. David Pollack's got a job to do, folks, and he's got to call it the way he sees it. So when you see him and he's picking a team to beat Georgia, make no mistake about it. Think about it. David Pollack absolutely loves the University of Georgia. Never doubt that. Now, on to my hunker-down list of three Georgia defenders that must, absolutely must step up and play ball this season. Number one, edge rusher Nolan Smith. It's go time, Nolan. Azeez Ojulari, he's off to the NFL. Georgia needs a threat coming off the edge, getting after the quarterback. Nolan Smith, the Bulldog Nation needs you this season. Number two, Trayvon Walker, the defensive lineman. He'll be taking over for Malik Herring, that defensive line spot. And Trayvon Walker is the guy that's played a lot of football, rotating on and off the field. Some of these sub-packages, he's been on the field. Now, he's a first-teamer this year. Trayvon Walker, Bulldog Nation's counting on you to go out and be an impact player this season. Number three, cornerback Keely Ringo, who we've been talking about, needs to have a breakout season. All right, this is why you're able to recruit him successfully, get him onto the campus, knowing that Campbell and Stokes, even Stevenson, might be moving on, and it would open up a spot for Ringo in year number two. Well, here's year number two, Ringo. Bulldog Nation's counting on you, too. If these three Bulldogs deliver, if they man up, if they hunker down this season, this is going to be another top 10 Georgia defense. The Georgia-Clemson season opening game, man, that's going to be epic. Already excited about that one, even though we're a few months away. That's going to be spectacular. I want to thank David Pollack for spending a little time with us today. He's a busy man. Thank you to you, the listener, for searching us up and finding Bucks Beat. Remember to like, subscribe, and tell a friend. Right now, I'm working on another Hall of Famer local legend. Come on the podcast next. Looking forward to sharing that with you. Hope you will join me then. Bucks Beat, it is out.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford Factory Certified Used Car Outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.